This is WCAI. I'm Steve Junker. Last week, the Canadian whale entanglement responder Joe Howlett was killed while freeing a North Atlantic right whale off New Brunswick, Canada. It's the first time a whale entanglement responder has been killed by a whale. Scott Landry is director of the Marine Animal Entanglement Response Team from the Center for Coastal Studies in Provincetown. He joins us from the harbor in Provincetown. Hello, Scott.
Hi, Steve.
Scott, the federal government, in response to this accident, suspended all disentanglement efforts this past week. What was that about?
The National Marine Fisheries Service decided that they wanted to understand what happened, take stock of the situation, and basically review the protocols that all of us are using to disentangle whales, whether we're in Alaska, Hawaii, or Cape Cod. So this, as you point out, is the first fatality in a network that's been going on since the late 90s. And we have protocols that we've all put in place over the years, and this obviously was a good time to stop and reflect on those protocols, see if anything needed to be changed, and any of your institute those changes or continue on.
So that ban on disentangling whales has now been lifted on all whales except North Atlantic right whales, which are endangered with only about 520, we think, remaining in the world. How come the exception is still in place for right whales?
I believe that the exception is in place simply because Joe Howlett realized was killed by a right whale in the Gulf of St. Lawrence. And the Canadian government is doing a formal investigation into the nature of his death. That investigation is ongoing, and obviously not a lot of information is being shared during the investigation. Therefore, NIMS decided that it was difficult for them to make a decision to go ahead with disentanglements of right whales pending further information. That's something we agree with and we find perfectly reasonable. It's just obviously, you know, it is frustrating and difficult because, you know, we may be faced with a right whale even today. Thankfully, this is not a big right whale season at this time of the year, but anything can happen.
I guess we saw reports of right whales off Nantucket just this past weekend.
That's right. And so, again, we have a traditional understanding of right whales and many different species of whales and how they use their habitat. But there's a huge amount of variation in the same way there's variation in how you live your life versus mine. And that's why I say we could be faced with an entangled right whale even today, even though traditionally this is not the time of the year when we would expect to see many right whales.
I understand I'm speaking to you right now as you're in Provincetown Harbor and you're participating in training some more whale disentanglement responders. Is that right?
That's correct. We have two folks here from the state of Washington. We're going through training drills in the harbor, and this is a way for them to practice on tools and techniques that we use prior to actually using those tools and techniques on an actual whale. And in light of what's recently happened, you can realize that, you know, while we have always taken training very seriously, the import of it now is, you know, of a magnitude we've never felt before. And so, you know, it is a solemn time here, but it is also a time where we need to be able to move forward.
What about whales that are entangled now or that mariners may come across?
Oh, that's a really great question. And really timely, realize that there are mariners all around the Cape right now. And the last piece of information they may have had before setting out to sea is that there's no disentanglement for whales. Now that the ban has been lifted, we just want to reiterate to all mariners, no matter who you are, if you come across an entangled whale or sea turtle, stay with the animal at a safe distance, call us on our hotline immediately, and stay with the whale until we get there. Please call us. Don't wait to call us at our hotline at 800-900-3622.
Scott Landry is director of the Marine Animal Entanglement Response Team from the Center for Coastal Studies. Scott, thanks for speaking with us.
Thanks so much.